to his share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We are back live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mivaseret, and we are up to Siman Shin Zayin. Siman Shin Zayin Sif Aleph. He don't cave. Okay. Now, before we start, just to make sure, just in case some of you are not familiar. Okay, so this Siman Shin Zayin gets into something that we touched upon up until now, and it's sort of like the sister chapter, the sister Siman to the prior Siman, but it zeroes in on Davar Davar. Remember, we had Mimtso Cheftzecha V'Davar Davar. It's a discussion of non-malacha activities and interests which one might seek to engage in on Shabbos. So then what's the problem? So we saw that there's what's called Nimtsoi Cheftzecha V'Davar Davar. Nimtsoi Cheftzecha is where a person positions himself on Shabbos in a way that, and prepares himself in order to do some type of malacha after Shabbos. So right now what he's doing is permissible, but it's an activity that is positioning himself to do some type of activity that is usher to do if he would do it on Shabbos. We're not going to get into that right now because we're focusing more on speech. Okay? What is usher to talk about on Shabbos? V'davar davar. Specific negotiations, instructions, statements that are not allowed to be articulated. Even though in principle, like, what's the problem? You're just talking. So all such forbidden speech, we will see, falls under the category of V'davar davar. The Gemara speaks about the pasuk V'davar davar. We haven't started yet. Your speech on Shabbos should not be like your speech during the week. Rashi understands this refers to discussing things that are aser, like business and malacha. Okay, that's what he understands V'davar davar to mean, talking about things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Tosos explains that it actually refers to talking any excessive conversation that is not, you know, meaningful for Shabbos, is already problematic, which is scary, okay? We'll see, the Shulchan Aruch is going to actually take both views into consideration as we get into it. Now, these halachas of what may not, okay, what one may not say, it also is going to expand not only to what you can't read aloud. We're going to see that it's going to expand also to what you're allowed to read. What you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Scary. Okay? Maybe you didn't want to become a Yemi guy. Now you're going to be super frum. Because the things that we're going to see is going to be actual halacha. Up until now, you said, oh, only if you're a real frummy, are you marked on this stuff. Okay? So we'll see. And it's going to also lead to a discussion. This siman is also going to get into the detailed halachas of what's known as amira la'akum, like talking and telling the guy to do malacha for you, which is a separate iser of amira la'akum, but that we won't get to till tomorrow. Today we're just going to deal with v'davar davar. So that's what he says. Sif aleph, v'davar davar. Shalo ye diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal chol. This teaches that your speech on Shabbos should not be like your speech on the weekdays. Therefore, Hilkach, therefore, Asur Loimar, Davar Ploni Eseh Limachar. You can't say, I'm going to do the following tomorrow. But what does that mean? You can't say, I'm going to do the following tomorrow. Look at Sif Katan Aleph. Now go to the Mishnah Berurah. It says, therefore, you can't say, right? Davar Ploni Eseh Limachar. Let's look at Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. You can't say Eseh Limachar inside. You know what the Mishnah Berurah is? Okay, v'dafka imhu davar sha'osur la'soso b'shabbos. So now he's saying this is specifically talking about, okay, something that's usher to do on Shabbos, right? That's what's usher to say. Right? If you say, I am going to do the following thing tomorrow. Let's say I say, I'm going to read a book tomorrow. I'm going to read a sefer tomorrow. That's not a problem. It says Dafke Mudavar Sha'asal Asoso B'Shabbos. Vafilu Humurak Yisad Rabbanim. In other words, any reference to something that is usher to do on Shabbos is a problem. So if you talk about business, you talk about cooking, which is malacha, that's usher. Yesha Kasvu, that's why it's problematic, we'll see, to talk about cooking recipes and things like that, which deal with malacha, even though it's just dibur. Okay? Yesha Kasvu, dafilu dov dvar mitzvah. There are those that say even a dvar mitzvah, even something that's a mitzvah, could go in ksivas sefer Torah, like the writing of a sefer Torah, which involves a malacha. Let's say, tomorrow I'm going to write a sefer Torah, and writing is malacha. So even that is asa to talk about on Shabbos. Asa loymar esel malacha. You can't say I'm going to be writing a sefer Torah tomorrow, even though it's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Aval beli araba v'cheimim ayim Mordechai b'kei Yosef. They all cholkim aleim. They argue. The sovereign, and they hold the chol dvar mitzvah shari, that anything that's a dvar mitzvah, if it's malacha, it's still going to be okay. So if the malacha that you're talking about is mitzvah, like writing a sefer Torah, I'm going to be writing a sefer Torah tomorrow, that would be okay. Or let's say I am going to bake matzahs tomorrow. I got to bake on Shabbos? No. But I'm going to go and bake matzahs tomorrow with the Steinhardts. Okay? So that would be okay, even though you are going and talking about baking, which you're not allowed to, I can't say, I'm going to bake a cake. Believe it or not, on Shabbos, you can't say, I'm going to bake a cake tomorrow. It's talking about baking. It's talking about something that's also
hard for any day during the week.
Well, yeah. It means that's after Shabbos. Yeah. Mikol makom nachon lechatchil. Look what he says here. Mikol makom nachon lechatchil lahachmir. Kishein sorech lezeh b'diburo. He says, if there's no need to talk about, even if it's a mitzvah, I'll take notice, if you still want to talk about a dvar mitzvah because it has relevance and you want to discuss it with someone, oh, I'm doing baking matzahs tomorrow, I'm going here and there to do, right? And it has relevance. And you can talk about it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can talk about things about a dvar mitzvah if it has relevance. Let's say you're telling someone what you're doing. I'm doing a mitzvah of matzah. I'm going to be writing a sefer Torah. Unless you have to, he says, l'chadchila l'hachmir halvai. There's no need for you to discuss that today. Okay? So for sure, you got to start thinking about things that you talk about. He's talking about here, you should be machmir, even if it's something that would be usher to do on Shabbos, to talk about it, even if it's for Dvar Mitzvah, there's no need. The misyara sheyisrashel, but he says if you're afraid that you're going to be Yisrashel B'davar, that you're going to be lax in the matter regarding the mitzvah, right, and taking care of the mitzvah. So then, as the Kulei Alma Shari Lizruzei Nafshe, then all would agree that you can go ahead and be Mizarez yourself by discussing your plan to do the mitzvah, because you're concerned that you might, you want to psych yourself up to go matzah baking tomorrow. So it's part of a psych-up, because you're afraid you might weaken, so then you can go ahead and talk about it on Shabbos. Da'amira l'gavoa, havi keneder, because he says, because this, once he says, he's articulating his plan to do the mitzvah tomorrow, so that already gets the status of a neder, and this will cause him, right, to keep to his plan, to go ahead and make matzahs the next day, because any verbalization to do a mitzvah already has, like, the status of a neder. Okay. I guess if you say Billy Neder, then you're running back into the same issue. Okay, now he goes. Aser la'akev ha'ena Yehudi b'Shabbos b'Shvil ha'chov. You know, we'll come back to the middle of this Mishnah Berurah in a second. Hold your finger by the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just continue the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, keep your finger by Aser. Let's just finish up the Shulchan Aruch. So he said, Yedibrucha shel Shabbos should not be like Yedibrucha shel Chol. Hilkach Aser loymar davar ploni yasel levachar, meaning something Aser. You know what to say about something else that you're going to do tomorrow? Oh, schora plonius ekne lamachar, or a certain business deal is going down, I'm going to acquire tomorrow, I'm going to buy some, Porsche tomorrow. Vafilu besichas dvarim betelim aser laharbos. And he says here, and even things of dvarim betelim, things of an idle nature, things that have no real relevance, Asur laharbos, it's asur to talk about in excess. And then the Ramah says, Ramah, Uvnei Adam Shesipur Shmuos V'Divrei Chidushim Hu Oneg Lahem. So he says here, Ramah says, what happens if you have people that discussions and talks of, you know, current news is right? That's what chidush means, like chadasha, it's like news, current events. That's enjoyable for a person. Mutter l'sapram. Then it would be mutter to talk about on Shabbos kimo b'chol. That's only if it gives you oneg. And also, again, it's only talking about current events. It doesn't get you discussing things like you can't talk about the current events of the stock market because that's already talking business. Okay? So you just, right? And then you start talking about, like, you know, the bombs that are going to be raining down on Syria. So that's also malacha. So you got, so the current events, what are you going to talk about? You can talk about things that are also usher, like, you know, you have to really find some nice pashut politics that gives you enjoyment. It doesn't involve any surim or lashon hara or anything like that. Also, la amram, okay, if it doesn't give you oneg, then you're not allowed to talk about it. Kadeshi yisaneg b'hem chavero, even if it's going to go ahead and give oneg to your friend, you're not allowed to go ahead if you don't get oneg from it. That's you can't get into a discussion with someone if he enjoys it, if you don't really get any enjoyment out of it. So we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah will spell this out a little more. Let's go back now to the Mishnah Berurah. We had our finger on it. So he continues on. Asur la'akev v'ena Yehudi b'Shabbos b'Shvil Hachov. He says it's usher to go ahead and detain a goy on Shabbos in order to do what? In order to force him to pay a chov, to pay a debt. This is all included in, as we said, the Isser of Mimso Cheftucha. Again, Mimso Cheftucha, very similar to V'davar Davar. What would basically happens, what this is referring to is as follows. See, in the times of these Achronim here, okay, this is talking here, I'd say, who's this, discussing this? He just says Achronim. Again, the time of the Taz, Magen Avraham, the times of the Achronim, okay, and even beyond, it was common practice, okay, to go ahead and detain a person who owed money, either at a local jail, okay, or at a courthouse, or even on the one who loaned him the money's property. They would go ahead, okay, if the guy who loaned the money was in position to hold on to the guy, pull him by his ear, and keep him over by his house, okay, in order to do what? To force the one who's chayiv, the chayiv to debt, to go ahead and pay back the loan. Now, the actual detention of the person doesn't involve any business deal per se, any payback of loan. It's just keeping him there in order to get him to pay back the loan when? Tomorrow after Shabbos. Yeah? So he says that's himself heftzacha, because that's, once again, and we talked about in the introduction, you're positioning yourself by doing something, even though there's nothing prohibited about taking this guy by the ear and putting him, holding him in your backyard so he can pay back tomorrow, or getting someone to, you know, keep him in a jail or whatever. That's still in Tzol Chavtzacha. Dizeh ha'kol b'chol b'chol chavtzacha. Aval yachol loymer la'achar kach b'chol la'shofet. But what you know what he could do is the next day, if he comes up with this plan, he can tell the judge, Madura lo ikafta ein Yehudi b'Shabbos. He could say to him like this. Say to the judge, why didn't you go ahead and do what? And hold that guy for me to pay him back, right? Hold that guy in jail or in the court so he pays me back. You tell him that on Sunday. So on the next Shabbos, right, he'll know what to do. So that the judge knows next time he sees him on the next Shabbos to go ahead and hold him because he's damin lo. So in other words, you don't. This is a scenario where even though normally we'll see amir la'akum, you're not allowed to go ahead and tell a guy to go ahead and do something for you on Shabbos, even before Shabbos. Okay, in this case, you can go ahead and you can allude to him what to do before Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. So then in this case, it's going to be allowed. Now, the reason why this is allowed here, even though normally you're not allowed to do this, is gufa, because this is what's called, as we said, so chefzicha and davadavar, it's not the pure regular iser shvus. It's vadavadavar, it's what's called uvda dechol. Anyway, he goes on here. Uvetshuvas habach, simen kuf memvav, matir mishayesh lo chov, etzel ha'anas. The Bach comes here, and he goes ahead and he says, he's matir, someone, listen to this, if someone is owed money by an anas. Anyone know what an anas is? An anas is like a tough guy, like Frankie Fingers. So Frankie Fingers is? The mob. Okay, so someone, okay, has money that the mob has, that or these tough guys have, these lawless individuals. Ubishabas no delushu yelech minayir. Ve'efshar shelo yashuvot. And you know that on Shabbos, this guy's going to take off, and he's not going to return. And you can go ahead and do something about it, because you have your, you know, your friendly cop next to you. Mutter leilech b'Shabbos likbol alav etzel hasar sheyifrenu. So what he could do is, in such a case, according to the Bachis, he can go ahead and lodge a claim against him with the authorities on Shabbos that he'll pay him. What's the reason? Because here we're coming to the following. That in a situation of loss, Chazal did not go ahead and make this halacha on this gezeirah. So this is a very, very, very important yesod here. And what he's saying here is as follows. He's saying that this halacha, that if you normally, if you're gonna have a loss, are you allowed to go ahead and do something that's asur yimid rabbanon because you're going to have a financial loss, asur yimid rabbanon? No. But these isurim of themselves, cheftecha and davar davar, they were matir for a real loss. Now, people take this to mean, let's say I'm going to lose business. I'm going to lose money that I can gain. Then there's no heter of doing the isur of a davar davar m'so cheftecha. The only heter for davar davar m'so cheftecha is if you're going to actually lose your money. So in this case, since you're going to lose your money, you'll be able to go ahead and make your claim so that it gets taken care of. And that's what you'll do. You'll say to someone, hey, Frankie Fingers is taken off. And then they'll go ahead and they'll, you know, tell him, listen, you want to swim with the fishes, Frankie? You better pay up. Okay, anyway, let's go back there. That's what he says. Dimkoim pseida loy gazru. Alright? The davar davar, as we said, is not meant to be applied in situations of financial loss. That's the big yisai, that's the big chiddush here, according to the Bach. Eini Yehudi shah tafus etal ha-shofet b'shvil Yehudi shahaya chayiv lo. So now we have another case. If a non-Jew was imprisoned by a shofet, by a judge, why? B'shvil Yehudi shahaya chayiv lo. So you have a non-Jew, he was imprisoned by a judge based on a Jew to whom he owed money. You happening this? Yuchal loymer l'hashofet sheyekabel arvus me'eino Yehudi ve'yaniach hatafus. The Jew can tell the judge on Shabbos to accept money as a guarantee, like an arevus. You know what arevus is? A guarantor. From a different non-Jew. And then, okay, release the prisoner. V'yaniach hatafos. Avalo yomalo sheyichtov be'arkos. However, he cannot tell him to write this in the court records. What is this all about? So what it's basically saying is that in this case, okay, the one who's being detained is unable to pay off the debt. This non-Jew is unable, and a third party, let's say a relative or friend of the one who's being detained, who does have the means to repay. So what? He accepts the achrayus as an arev for the loan, so that the one who's being detained can go free. This also is permitted, okay, because it's again to protect the guy from a potential loss. Okay, he's just giving different scenarios of where it's davar davar. You see, all these things are discussions about monetary issues, which normally would be usher, but it's only going to be mutter to do this, to have this discussion, because don't go under, because it's a financial loss involved. Okay, finally we have the following case. The Eliyahu Rabbah writes, if a non-Jew owes a Jew money, a non-Jew owes a Jew money, v'yorei, and he's afraid, shema yisa b'Shabbos. And again, he's afraid that he might travel away on Shabbos. Yachol yisrao salam, kidei sheyitein b'shvilo l'chaveiro ha'eni Yehudi. Okay, he's afraid that the guy is going to take off, so what he can do? He can appear before the non-Jewish guy who owes him money, said he'll give the money to another non-Jew to hold it for the Jew. V'yaseh la'akev nichsei Ruvain b'yad Shimon b'Shabbos. However, it's also to keep the property of Ruvain in the possession of Shimon on Shabbos. Now the question all Chachamim ask is, what in the world are you talking about? What do you mean it's also to keep the property of Ruvain in the possession of Shimon on Shabbos? So here, what we're talking about, the Mefarshim explain, is that Ruvain has a claim against Levi, but he's having difficulty getting his money from Levi. So what happens is Ruvain, meanwhile, okay, finds out that Shimon owes Levi Zekesh. And he's going to do what? He's going to pay Levi, okay? You know, what happens is, Ruvain, he finds out that Shimon owes Levi money. And he's going to pay Levi imminently. So Ruvain knows that Levi is going to be getting money. So Ruvain's concerned, though, if Shimon goes ahead and does what? Pays his debt to Levi before the court rules that Levi owes him money, Levi will spend the money. So in that case, he says he wants to tell Shimon on Shabbos not to pay anything to Levi until after the court, okay, rules upon his own claim. He can't go ahead and get into that type of discussion. Why he gets into that here, I have no idea. But the basic point is that these are just different examples, and it all comes down to as follows. If there's a financial loss involved, okay, then the davar is going to be mutter, otherwise not. And once again, doesn't mean you could talk business. Say, oh, if I don't discuss this with my friend, I'm going to lose out on a business deal. I'm going to lose out on money. That's not losing out on money. That's losing out on profit. That's not monetary loss. That's monetary profits that you're not going to be gaining. Big, big, big distinction. And that's why most of our discussion is going to be usher when we're talking about business. Okay, based dvarim betalim. So he says, also, you're not allowed to talk about dvarim betalim too much. Hainu shame by him. Even if the talk has no mention at all of doing any malacha or things that are usur or business matters, and they also don't discuss anything that's degrading or frivolous talk or lashon hara, because then even a little bit of that is usur on Shabbos. Is extra usur talking anything that's usur normally for sure is going to be usur to talk on Shabbos. That's already things that are not. Okay, that's within davar davar, things that you shouldn't talk about in general. You talk about on Shabbos, you're going to be over davar davar too. It's very tough. You're going to be over the talk that you should have kalas rosh. If kalas rosh is going to be an issur of davar davar on Shabbos, sif katan gimel oneg lahem. So you're allowed to go ahead and talk current events and stam shmoozing if it's going to give you oneg. V'asa l'sar v'Shabbos ezed davar shabbat tayba. But you're not going to discuss things that might give you tzar. Like let's say you talk about things from the Holocaust and a guy that give you tzar. That would be usher. Dalit mutter. What is mutter? He says, if it's oneg to him, it's going to be mutter. Stop talking about these things. When we come up again, talking about doesn't mean that if it's oneg for you to talk about business matters, it's mutter. Just stop things that are not relevant to Shabbos. You can talk about if it's going to give you oneg Shabbos. When we come up, yizar milaham shi harbe bezeh. But you shouldn't go ahead and have your whole Shabbos meal talking about current events. Even things that are totally oneg, you love talking about Trump and all that kind of stuff. Right? Because even things like that are real oneg, like achila, shtiyah, and shena, eating, drinking, sleeping, we already know from Siman Reish Sadi, when we base Yosei, with Siman Reish Peches, Dein Laham Shecharbe, not only go ahead and even pick out on Shabbos. Dela'elu she'enam oskim b'tayra, especially those that are not steiging all day during the week, are they working during the week? What is Shabbos for? Nita on Shabbos, ikuro ikaro l'divrei Torah. Its main purpose, Shabbos, is for divrei Torah, for steiging. Even Talmid HaChamim, who have a head to rest, relax a little more on Shabbos. Yigayim b'Torah kol yimos yishavu, who are learning and steiging the whole week. Gam kein isa b'achronim, shalo yirbu b'yoyisem idai, You shouldn't go ahead and have even regular oneg Shabbos besides Torah. Even eating, drinking, and sleeping, you shouldn't overdo. Kal v'chomer, talking about Trump and current events, even if it gives you oneg, okay, you should mitl Torah. Finally, hey, l'sapram, he says, you can talk about these things on Shabbos, okay, like on Chol, because it gives you oneg. Love Mishnah's Chassidim, he goes, but it's not the way of Chassidim, of people that are really striving. Someone who goes ahead and is careful not to talk about things that are not relevant to Shabbos. People call him a Kadosh Yemalo. The Anshei Maisa Nizarim, people of great stature, are very Nizar, the Yaisa Bizet. Shalom Adabre, not to talk on Shabbos. Afilu Dvarim Hechrechim. Even things that you have to do. Kiyim Beloshon HaKadosh. Wow. He's heavy. They only talk in Hebrew. Benira Shataimamu, the Migdar Milsa, to go ahead and make a Xavier for themselves. Kiddush Shaloyavo, the Sicha Batera, so not to come and talk about Shnus. Cain Kasa, Eliyahu Rabba, etc. We'll continue with this tomorrow. This is good, juicy stuff.
What are you talking about? Hebrew on Shabbos?